With Miss Annie. It's taking place on September the 28th in her home. It's conducted by Ruth Wilson. Are you ready to do your second interview? Are you ready to talk? You want to tell me some more?
I'm not much of a talker.
You're not? I think you do pretty well.
Well.
And you understand that East Carolina Teachers College is going to have this in their records as history. You were a student at East Carolina Teachers College.
I was what?
A student. You went to East Carolina Teachers College?
It was called then ECTC. East Carolina Teachers College.
And you're willing for them to have this information for their records for history. Yes? Okay. What do you want to tell me about today? What would you like to tell me?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, can you read this?
I can't. I can see it.
Basically, turn on that light, would you?
Yeah. Tell me what it was like when you went to school in Lake Lanham. What was the name of the school? It was called Lakeview.
You knew you got
Later on, tell me what it was like when you went to school in Lake Lanham. Well, I don't know, it was just school.
Just school? Did you like it?
Yes, I liked school.
What subjects did you like the best?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay. Was the school that you went to Lakeview?
I taught it Lakeview later on.
You taught it Lakeview later on?
Yeah.
Did you?
That was a one-teacher school.
Okay. Is there anything you can tell me about that?
I don't know. Is that school? All different grades were in that school up to the seventh grade. Mm-hmm.
Is that the same school that you went to as a child?
I didn't get much, yeah.
When you were going to school, as a child, when you were young and went to school at Lake Landing, did you go to Lakeview?
No, I did not.
You didn't? What school did you go to?
I went to Lake Landing School.
Lake what?
Lake Landing School.
Oh, okay. Okay. But you taught at Lakeview.
I told it later on, yes.
Okay. Tell me about your cousin Ella Louise.
Tell me about your cousin Ella
Louise.
I didn't have any cousin Ella Louise.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
I had a cousin Ella Boomer.
Oh, okay, maybe, okay. Can you tell me about her?
Well, she went to Lake Landing and she lived in the Goshen. No, she lived in the, what was it?
Slocum? Slocum?
She lived in oh, I can't call it.
Slocum.
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 She lived in Slocum.
Okay.
And one winter, I stayed with my aunt and went to school at in Goshen.
Okay. Did Ella become a school teacher? Did Ella Boomer become a school teacher?
She went to East Carolina College, and she graduated there.
Okay. Did she teach school?
No, she didn't. She did not teach school.
Okay.
She just got her college education.
Okay. What did she get her college education for?
Just for
she done something.
I can't talk.
That's okay. Just take your time. You're doing well.
Education.
Well, she went off and done something. She worked away.
Yeah. Yes, she did school.
Yes, she did.
She did, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you had something in common with her. You both?
Sure, I loved her because she was my cousin.
I'm sure you did. And you could share your same love for school because she loved school and you loved school.
Well, I was older than Ella.
You were?
Yes.
Okay. How much older were you? How much older were
you? Well, I can't tell you that.
Okay. Let's read this next question. What have been some of your hobbies?
What are some of my hobbies?
That you've enjoyed in your life. Like, I know you were telling me that you did all these counted cross stitch pictures.
I did craft work, all kinds of craft work.
Okay. What other things did you do? Did you crochet?
Yes, I crocheted.
I think I saw some pretty afghans you made. Did you make afghans?
One winter, I didn't have anything to do. And I told most everybody that if they get material, I would make them some afghans to have something to do.
Well, that kept you busy. That kept you busy.
Yeah.
That was nice.
When they furnished the material, it gave me something to do.
Did you like to cook?
Yes, I like to make new recipes, try them out.
And I noticed that you still do crossword puzzles.
I still do what?
Crossword puzzles.
I didn't get it.
You still do crossword puzzles.
Yeah, Annie. Do crossword puzzles. She said you still did your crossword puzzles. Oh, God, I'd be on there to you.
That's okay.
Yes, I did.
You still do. Even now, you do crossword puzzles.
I do crossword puzzles. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you used to do a lot of reading?
I did.
What did you like to read about?
Interesting stories.
History? History? Read things about the past.
Reading about the past, yes.
Did you attend church when you were young?
Yes, I did. My mother took me when I was a child, took me to church. And I don't know what everybody else to say.
What church did you go to?
What church? Methodist church.
Methodist. That's right. I understand that you're going into the Methodist home in Greenville.
Yeah.
The Britain's dying, ain't it?
It's okay.
Methodist retirement home. And it used to be that you had to, you couldn't get in if you were not active.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have built onto the home and have taken people in that can't walk and sick otherwise.
That's nice. Can you tell me what it used to be like when you attended church?
I don't know.
Did you think the sermons were long?
Did I think the sermons were long? I don't know that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about it like that.
Did you have Sunday school?
Did I go to Sunday school?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did, every Sunday.
What was that like?
The teacher was always interesting,
mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed going to Sunday school.
Did a lot of the children go to Sunday school then?
Yes.
It's different. It was different than it is today.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to Amity Church?
That was where I went, yes.
You went to Amity.
And I walked from Fowler's Fork to Amity Church now, on dusty roads.
To get to church. And Fowler's Fork is where you lived.
Yeah.
Pharaoh's Fork is where you lived. You said you walked from Pharaoh's Fork to church.
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't have any conveyance. We had a walk.
How far was that?
Well, I would say it was I don't know how to measure time.
Maybe 30 minutes or an hour?
I can't tell you. I might not tell you right.
Well, just what you think it was.
About a half hour, I reckon.
Okay. That's pretty good. I understand that you rented rooms out in this house. I understand that you used to rent rooms in this house. Did you rent rooms to other people?
Did I rent rooms?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't rent rooms for other people.
You rented apartments.
Apartments?
I did not rent any rooms for other people.
Okay. When did you start driving?
I bought a Model T Ford after I started teaching. And That's all I remember about it.
Yeah, Annie. Tell her that, yeah, you can tell her that tale about buying the Model T Ford.
The what?
You can tell her that tale about buying the Model T Ford.
Tell her about having a Model T Ford.
Yeah, about giving your last money for the Model T Ford.
Oh. I don't know. I bought a Model T Ford when I was teaching school, and I can't tell it.
Yeah, I said you had worked and saved up $1,000. You said you had worked and saved up $1,000.
Yeah, I had worked and saved up money. I had $1,000.
That was a lot of money.
Yeah. And I bought that's what the Model T Ford cost. It took all the money that I had. But I was real happy with the Model T Ford.
And just as soon as she drawed her money out in the bank went bankrupt. So she had her.
The bank went bankrupt after I took my money out.
Well, which bank was this?
Hyde County. Yes.
What was the name of the bank?
Bank of Hyde.
Bank of Hyde? Is... So you got it out just in time.
Yes. I would have lost it. I had a cousin in Beaufort County that taught school, and she lost her money in the bank.
Who was that?
Roper. Lizzie Roper, a cousin's.
Did she have a lot of money in the bank?
She had all she had saved from teaching. I don't know how much.
When was that? Was that during the Depression, or when did this happen?
During the Depression.
During the Depression? That was bad. So you got your car and you got your money.
Yeah. And I didn't know anything about it going to go to bankrupt until it happened.
That's interesting. You told me the other day that you borrowed money against a piece of land your mom had to go to college. Did you borrow that money from this bank?
I borrowed it from Mr. George Davis. Let the young girls have money to go to school.
Okay. I think my grandmother knew Mr. George Davis. I think my grandparents knew Mr. George Davis. They were real good friends with Coleman, and
he was mighty good to people. But I can't think why they said it.
English. Was your mother English or Irish?
I don't know what to say.
Were your mother's people from England?
No.
Where did they come from?
Hyde County.
Okay, but
her mother was a Hyde County woman.
Okay. Did her family go back a long ways in Hyde County?
Well, the Farrells came to Hyde County. I can't tell it.
Well, take your time. That would be really interesting. You know, it's really important to take your time, and we don't mind waiting and try to remember things that we wouldn't know otherwise.
I don't know, I can't think of anything right now.
Okay. I want you to know, I know that this hasn't been easy for you. I know this hasn't been easy for you, but you've done a really good job.
Oh, I don't feel like I have.
I think you have, better than you think. And I really thank you.
Yeah, you have to look that up.
It's easy for you to remember your age because you were born in 1900. That's not everybody has it that easy.
Everybody has what?
Not everyone has it that easy. So you would have been 18, that's right.
In 1918, I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
1920, I was 20 years old.
When did you first have someone come to live with you? Rosalie came to live with you 5 years ago?
Yes.
Did someone live with you before that?
No, I lived by myself.
So you kept house by yourself until you were about 90? Did you stay here by yourself until you were 90?
Yes, I'm sure I did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got in 1949, I got married.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed married about 7 years, and my husband had a heart attack and died.
What hospital was he in? What hospital was he in?
What time of the year?
What hospital?
He wasn't in. He wasn't in the hospital. He had a heart attack. Oh, I can't think.
Washington, Annie, I think you said.
You?
I think you said you took him to Washington.
To what?
I think you said you carried him to Washington.
Did
Washington?
You?
No, I didn't get taken to Washington, no.
Did you take him to Columbia? Did you take him to Columbia?
No. I can't even remember where I took him.
Okay. You don't think it was difficult to go to college? You don't think it was difficult to go to college?
Well, I reckon it was. I'm sorry, I just don't know.